So here are your assumptions when you do treat it. You must address the underlying etiologies. So get the GERD in check, make sure they're on medications, and then you might have to refer them for psychological and social issues that you do uncover. What you're going to do is to teach the patient that the larynx is their primary source of the respiratory difficulties. That's different than asthma. Okay, asthma has to do with swelling in the bronchi and in the lungs area. Okay, this is at the level of the larynx. And so you want to teach them that they can control the larynx. So you want to do this by working through exercises that help them de-stress. There's a great article by Sandage in LSHSS, probably 2003, where she outlines how to work with adolescents with PVFM, but there's some other articles out there that can give you some specific things, but the biggest thing that you're trying to do is to figure out whatever it is that can help them calm down and to show them that they can produce a good voice so that they can, you know, talk themselves out of the stress and get the good voice and the good breathing that you're worried about.